Tefillah for Life, Shir 1084, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Bamidbar. The next part of Psukei Dezimra, Vayivarech David, the minhag is to stand by this part until Yishtabach, and Avudraham explains the reason why we say Vayivarech David, and Shir Asayam and Oz Yashir. He explains because Yishtabach has in it 15 Lashonis of Shevach, 15 Lashonis of praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since these 15 Lashonis are learned out of the Psukim of Shiras Hayam and Vayivarech David, therefore we say these Psukim before we say Yishtabach. So essentially the next part of davening Vayivarech David and Shiras Hayam really is to lead up to Yishtabach. So first of all, it gives us an appreciation for the bracha of Yishtabach. Many people just hurry through it. They're trying to catch up and make sure that they're holding with Shemoneh Esrei, Kriyat Shema, whatever it is. Realize that Yishtabach is foundational. Be'ezer Hashem will explain it when we get there. And therefore we say many psukim before it as a hakdama, as an introduction, to be able to get into the mode to understand what you're saying when you say Yishtabach. That's Vayivarech David. That's what's going on over here. David HaMelech is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these psukim are psukim in Divrei Hayamim, which is why David is spelled with a yud. In Divrei Hayamim, when David HaMelech's name is mentioned, it's spelled with a yud. Dalet Vav Yud Dalet. As opposed to other places in Shmuel and Malachim, it's spelled without a yud. And in these psukim, David HaMelech acknowledges that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that he has is from the Rebbeinu Shlom. David HaMelech was a very successful king. He overcame many battles. He laid the groundwork for the Beis HaMikdash. He was a tzaddik. He was a very, very successful melech. One of the most successful melechim that Klal Yisrael ever had. He is the epitome of Malchus. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. And David HaMelech gets up and says that everything that he has comes from the Rebbeinu Shlom. And that's why it begins, Vayivarech David es Hashem le'enei kol ha'kohol. David HaMelech said this in public, in front of everybody, to demonstrate that nobody should think for a moment that his success is his own. It's all from the Rebbeinu Shlom. And that's the first message of getting up. When we stand up to say Vayivarech David. Baruch Hashem, you have many successes in life. It all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stand up like David HaMelech and say what David HaMelech said. Everything that he has is not his own Hatzlacha. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.